House Republicans will vote again today on who will be the next House Speaker. Three ballots yesterday failed to get enough votes for California Congressman Kevin McCarthy to win the gavel. The last time a Speaker election went to multiple ballots was 100 years ago. Former President Donald Trump is now weighing in, urging Republican naysayers to vote for McCarthy to avoid a, quote, embarrassing defeat. Joining us now is GOP political strategist Alice Stewart. Hi, Alice.
Hi, Celeste. Happy New Year.
And to you as well. So until a House Speaker is chosen, other business is on hold. But it seems like a stalemate. Critics of Kevin McCarthy say they will not back down in their opposition. McCarthy himself said yesterday he won't drop out. So what happens now?
Well, I think for the former president to say this will become embarrassing is an understatement. This is already embarrassing. Look, the GOP and Republicans worked very hard to regain power in the House, yet we're powerless without a speaker, and we're unable to swear in members, form committees, adopt rules, and let alone actually do the work to govern. And here's the issue, Celeste. Republicans need to stop the infighting and the circular firing squad and take the fight to President Biden and the Democrats on policies of inflation, spending, crime, and border security. And, you know, if the GOP does not work together, it's bad for the party, it's bad for the country. And this just gives further victory to Democrats. And that's not what Republicans worked hard to do by taking over the House in these important midterm elections.
Is there an organized opposition to McCarthy with a leader?
Not at this point. Look, we have these holdouts, as many of them are called, the fringe minority, who clearly have indicated they are not going to blink. And they have not been honorable in their negotiations. Kevin McCarthy has made serious concessions, including the motion to vacate. Yet when he gave them what they wanted, they moved the goalposts. They have not been honorable. And look, we may have to get to a point where Republicans sit down and say, this cannot continue, and we need to look at a consensus candidate. I've spoken with many conservative groups over the past 24 to 48 hours, and there are options. There are alternatives that would work. Congressman Steve Scalise is a good option in terms of if McCarthy is not able to galvanize Republicans and get everyone on board. Steve Scalise would be someone that has support within the party. He is able to get things done. He is a proven leader. He can work with Democrats as well to get things done. And he has a way of working with people he does not agree with. He is not a person that kicks a dog that barks. He understands there are differences of opinion and policy, but you work together and you move the party forward at the end of the day. So Republicans do have options, but the current stalemate is just not viable.
So my neighbor said to me yesterday that he is worried now about the Republicans' ability to legislate, that what's happening now seems to reflect badly on their ability to govern. What would your response be to him?
That's a concern. Look, Celeste, if the GOP continues to placate and give in to this fringe minority, this very vocal group of Republicans who are standing firm against McCarthy, if they get their way on key issues, then what will happen? The House Republicans will pass legislation that won't pass in the Senate. So there needs to be an understanding that in order for legislation to move forward, not just in the House, but in the Senate, there needs to be a more moderate wing in the House. And Republicans and leaders in Washington need to listen to what the election, midterm election said. Voters are tired of the extremes on the right and the left. Voters want people that are more in the middle, that are not election deniers and not conspiracy theorists, who will get things done. And if they didn't learn that from the midterm election, it's going to be a rude awakening as they try to start a new session of Congress and get things done.
We have less than a minute left here, Alice, but I wonder, eventually there will be a new House Speaker. Eventually the House will move on, but will this fight weaken the Republican Party?
Look, there are key issues, Celeste, that need to be discussed. There are concerns by some in the GOP about the rules. And Chip Roy of Texas made it abundantly clear yesterday that he's concerned about the outrageous spending, specifically the $1.7 billion omnibus spending package. So there are real valid concerns that are being raised in terms of how to move forward with spending. But those are getting sidetracked with the personality conflict. So ultimately, Republicans will agree on these rules, agree on the key priorities that are being fought here, come together, nominate a speaker that will work across the aisle to get things done, and this will make the GOP stronger. But this is certainly not a good way to start an important session when Republicans fought so hard to gain back control.
Just very quickly, are you willing to give me odds that Kevin McCarthy will come out ahead?
I'm hearing and not being feeling optimistic for McCarthy. I think a consensus candidate is the way to go for the GOP.
Alice Stewart is a Republican political strategist. Alice, thanks as always.
Thank you, Celeste.